BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Includes Alice Levine on Real or No Real. A listener brings us a show and tell. A fantastic Bumbleo Wednesday. And on a scale of A to Z, what am I on the celebrity scale?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's all been going on when you've been off, Starkey.
Well, what's happened?
Oh, I never call you Starkey. That's weird. You missed an epic Who game yesterday.
I heard about this. In fact, I saw loads of tweets on, well, Twitter, obviously, talking all about this Who game. Apparently, there was loads of people involved.
Yeah, it was me against the world. So we just basically lined up some callers and they had one Who each against me until someone failed. It was amazing.
Now, what happens if you failed?
I did fail in the end.
Oh, right, okay.
So I lost against the world.
Otherwise, it's just world on world.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. I think we need to do it again. Maybe in a couple of weeks we'll do it. It replaced your Innuendo Bingo yesterday, see?
Oh, Innuendo Bingo wasn't on.
No.
Fair enough.
Can't do it without you, my love.
Oh.
Tomorrow's Innuendo Bingo guest is pretty epic. And it's just been... I need to stop saying epic, but it is. It's a good one. We I kind of sorted out my own guest for this, kind of.
Now, you've done that before. Do you remember?
What did I do?
I can't even remember his name. It was, he was an underwear model.
Who?
Charlie King.
Right.
From Towie.
No, he used to be in Towie. Not an underwear model.
Used to be in Towie. Suddenly was on Innuendo Bingo.
I didn't know that he'd left the programme when I booked him.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's fair enough then. You were missold.
I was, actually. But today, we have got... Not today. Tomorrow, we've got Dynamo.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's... Playing Innuendo Bingo?
Yes. I know.
I'm worried that he'll have some kind of way that the water will go back in my face. Do you know what I mean? He'll just be able to turn the water around in the air.
Yeah. I hope so, because that would be epic for the video.
Or what if he just vanishes as soon as I'm about to spray?
He will, you know, like he does, he'll just walk off at the end as well. He won't say bye.
Mm.
But, yeah, sort out about 9, 10 o'clock last night, actually.
Does he laugh?
I have seen him laugh.
Have you?
Yeah, I went to his show last week and he definitely laughed once. It's going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Andy in Durham says, yes, what happened to Loving the Trolls? It's not been on for a while, that. It's just where we used to use a really stupid computer voice to read out all the mean messages we got on social media. I've done it for a while.
It was good that, though, wasn't it? Because that is how you should read those messages, in those kind of ridiculous voices.
Yeah, it's instead in a voice like that.
Instead of imagining it's an actual normal person, yeah. Imagine they talk like this.
Yeah, at all times. It was good that. Need to shout out the geography lads on the field trip from Exeter College. Super keen for a Bumbleo on the coach today. There's a lot of kind of coach trips, college trips happening today.
Is that what's going on? School trips?
Yeah, so if you fancy a little Bumbleo on the coach later, we'll be doing it around about 2:40. That was good lip reading, wasn't it?
We're not going to have a repeat of last week, are we, where we did Bumbleo and then almost did a pull-up and went again.
Pull-up! Did you not like the double Bumbleo?
Well, that coupled with the fact that we had about a 3-minute gap beforehand.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll make it a bit tighter today for you.
A little bit tighter.
Just a little bit tighter. If you've got any requests for the gap, by the way, then let me know. You know you can do that on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. Just some retro bits from the show that you might want to hear, little phrases that have happened. We played it in the gap between the tease and the main body of Bumbleo.
If you've not heard it before, it'll all make sense in a bit.
We just played Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings because it's Wednesday and then 2 days to the weekend. That's why it's a celebration of making it to Wednesday. And Connor is very excited for Innuendo Bingo with Dynamo tomorrow. And Connor says he thinks Dynamo will put the water in his mouth and then, like magic, it will disappear. Or as we call it, swallowing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is weird. One of my friends just texted me, on a celeb scale, A to Z, where do you think you fall? And I just put, why?
Brilliant.
I put, why? He's like, just want to know where you think you are on the scale.
Yeah, and when you see articles about yourself, does it range, do you find?
What do you mean?
You know, often they'll say, like, A-list superstar was out in town, but then
no,
do you find
happens.
It... Okay, so what...
Well, I'm saying... Okay, so it's A to Z. Okay. Mm. A-list being
Yeah, but you never
A-list.
Hear of a P-list celebrity, do
well,
you?
That's the thing. So what am I? Who am I level with?
Honestly?
Hmm. I'm saying well, V.
Okay, but when you're saying so A-list.
See, I didn't get into this to be famous. I don't really care for
No, I know.
So
But you are famous.
No, I'm not really. So I'm quite happy to give myself a V. Is that too low? Am I underscoring myself or are you saying X?
I think slightly underscoring yourself only because you don't hear of a T-list celebrity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the scale is A to Z.
That, wouldn't it? I know, I appreciate that, but you only ever hear sort of A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Then you hear straight to Z.
Yeah, you hear D-list celebrity. You don't hear E-list, do you?
I've never met a G-list celebrity.
No, and then it's Z, which is really Z.
Because then I think if we are being honest and really playing out, like A-list is Hollywood megastar.
Yep.
Right?
B-list?
So if you really are doing the scale, then I would say you're probably a J-list, aren't you?
J, you say?
I'm saying J if you genuinely are doing the scale between 1 and 24.
Okay.
Between A and Z.
Where are you putting yourself there?
Listen, I'm not on the list, mate. I'm knocking on the doors of Z. Genuinely.
On the doors of Z or definitely in Z?
I'm not in Z.
Okay.
I'm on the reserve list to get into the Z list.
I'm just interested to know because I've never actually thought about it. But
Let's answer the question properly then. Where do you put yourself?
Okay, well, someone says I'm on the same level as Gino DeCampo. No, I don't think I am. I think he's way more famous.
Okay, who's more famous, Richard and Judy or you?
Richard and Judy.
Fine, Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
Okay, and this is such a fun game, and I can't think of good examples. Be honest here. Don't try and be modest. Be honest.
No, I am being. I'm up there. I think I'm there. I think I'm. It's similar. I'm Ben Hay now. That's where I think I am.
Oh, it's a tricky one to compare on that. The level. Do you mean Ben Hay now or Ben Hay now?
Ben Hay now.
X Factor?
Now. That's what I think. Also, there's 26 letters in the alphabet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? What people think, their perception of how famous you actually are.
No, that's not the interesting bit. The interesting bit is seeing how your perception of yourself differs from what the great British public think of you.
No, mine is kind of similar, though. My friend Tom's been on saying you're a definite M, at least.
Yeah.
I'll have that.
I think it's more useful to put it in terms of other celebrities.
Hmm.
As in, if I was stood in front of you and someone else, who would I rather have a selfie with?
Yeah, but who's the other person?
You only get one selfie, okay? They're both walking towards you. They're going to be gone.
Okay.
You only get one selfie. Is it you or
is
Ian
it,
Beale?
Is it Ian Beale?
Right.
100% Ian.
And I think, well, I actually think that's a really good level.
What about, okay, if it's me or Gemma Collins?
You. Yeah, I'd say you win that.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. I think we've got to be honest with this. Here's the thing. As you said, you didn't start in radio for fame or anything like that, but you have found yourself in a situation where you are on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
And called a celebrity.
Yes. Yeah, that is odd. As someone says, I'm on a par with Tim Wonnicott.
Well, I'd say you're on a par with everyone who was on Strictly.
Right, okay. So
from your year.
That puts you in a certain bracket.
So
not this year, you're saying?
Name people from your year.
Frankie Bridge.
Yes, okay.
Mark Wright.
Yeah. And
Tim Wonnicott. Greg Wallace.
Well, it's quite famous. Tricky, isn't it?
MasterChef.
It's a fascinating game, this.
Caroline Flack.
Yeah.
Bit more famous.
You're a bit more famous.
No,
than
she
Flack.
Is.
I think you secretly think you're a bit more famous.
I actually
than
don't know. She's on television every weekend.
Yeah, you're on radio every day. She
am I?
Do that.
Am I Nick Knowles?
No, you're. No.
Come on, if I'm
actually,
Nick Knowles,
actually,
break it to me like, gently.
Actually, you could be.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Radio 1, who's radio that?
One. Hello, it's Jack Penfold from Bognor Regis.
Yes, Jack from Bognor Regis. How can I help you?
I'm bamboloing on my 19th birthday. I'd just like to say, get well soon to my sister Gemma Penfold, and hello to my mum and dad, Beth Suter, and Matt and Charlie will be bamboloing at their universities.
I didn't even know you were going to do a load of shout-outs then.
I thought I'd get them all in there, you only get it once.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't normally do the shout-outs, but you were a force there, you couldn't be stopped.
I had to go, full speed.
I tell you what, we're going to bamboleo soon for you.
Thank you, Scott.
And all of those people you mentioned.
Boop, boop.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills.
Daily.
We've got Jack, who is on a coach. Why have so many people on coaches today? Jack on a coach to Cardiff from Bristol with his school. And Stephen, who says, I cannot wait for Bumbleo today in my uni library. May have to hold myself back a bit from jumping around. That's going to be at 2:40.
Do you know what it is? There's loads of coaches today as well because Wednesdays are sports days at unis.
Or the basketball and netball teams will be on later.
Everyone's a travelling.
Anthony from Birmingham says, I know it was on last week, but can we please have like a fat child in a pushchair in the gap today on Bumbleo Wednesday? I mean, you do lose it when we play that everything track.
I do, but I think it was my first reaction to hearing it for the first time when we played it.
Maybe we put that in.
It's become a bit more normal. You know how things just become normal over time?
Oh, come on, I played it now. Also, while you were off, somebody was, somebody saw in a cafe in South Manchester the lead singer of Everything Everything and wanted to go up to him and do, talking really fast.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that, please, if you see them in the street.
The Scott Mills Daily.
David in Blackpool says, it is blowing an absolute gale in Blackpool today. You need to be careful up the tower on Friday. David, did you not hear it? I announced it on Grimmy this morning. Blackpool Tower is now off for the Children in Need abseil. It's been tossed.
No, the Blackpool Tower is very much still there.
It's still there, but I'm not doing it anymore because it's too windy. It's a real problem, actually, health and safety. It's not happening.
No, I actually went and checked this out after I heard this was happening because I didn't actually believe it.
Oh, right, so you thought that I was just making it up.
Yeah, I thought, oh, here we go. But actually, it's ridiculous weather.
It's Storm Abigail.
And however much it does amuse me, the sight of you kind of on a rope sort of swinging around in the winds.
You want me to be safe?
You do actually. We could do with you here as well.
Yeah. So the abseil is now going to be in a different location. Don't worry, I'm not getting out of it. And I'm still absolutely terrified. I forget about it for a while, and then now I'm talking about it again, and I can feel my stomach just starting to...
Well, you hate it. The thing is, it's almost like it's been designed with you in mind.
Because,
you know, for some people, this might not be the scariest thing. For you...
It's terrifying.
For you, as Scott Mills, it's ridiculous.
So if you want to see my fear, please give generously, because you know that I will be absolutely papping my pants on Friday night. That's a problem, actually. What if I actually do?
Let's not discuss this. Okay. It's fine. Signal that you need to give me if that's happened.
All this is going through my head at the moment.
You look for the nearest camera and you issue the
warning,
the code.
The code, yeah. Oh, God. Not long to go now. So you'll see it all on Children in Need Night, Friday night on BBC One. And they still... I don't even know what to expect now. I can't plan anything because I still don't know the location.
How long does it last? How long does this abseil last for that kind of distance?
If you've seen me abseiling, it could take anything up to 10 hours.
If I was to be doing, say, an alternative commentary back home, like I'm just trying to work out logistically how this is going to work. But we don't know. We don't know what you're abseiling from.
No, that's the problem. I can't even imagine it in my head now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, you know, when I was off the last couple of days, I feel like I'm having to catch up on quite a lot that's gone on, even in 2 or 3 days. And I found this thing. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I'm not their biggest fan, the Kardashians, but they've done a video for their mum to say happy birthday. Did you see this?
Right, I saw about it, but I didn't actually hear the song. So Kris Jenner celebrated her 60th birthday.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And obviously all the Kardashians are on this. Kanye's on it.
Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Kanye West. It's ridiculous.
A video posted to Kris Jenner's YouTube Saturday. All the family, loads of famous friends, saying happy 60th.
November 5th, and now she's 60. Riding down the highway with her friends at her side. Her life without them wouldn't be complete. They are her joy and pride.
Oh. It's not the greatest.
No.
From all her good friends. About turning 60, she's the first to reach that.
Okay. So anyway, I was catching up on it, right, and I thought I'd leave a comment underneath the video, but yes. They've disabled the comments.
Oh, why? I really want to leave a comment.
It's really annoying.
She's big on cocktails, Nobu Malibu.
It's really relatable as well.
Yeah.
There she is in Nobu Malibu.
It's the life of an average 60-year-old mum.
That's right.
Kanye's on it.
Lots of vodka.
Okay. How many views has it had, though?
Oh, it's had ridiculous views. It's like nearly 3 million.
Right. But this is... It's no better than... Is it? In fact,
no,
this
it's not.
This,
it's,
This is better than that.
I hope on my 60th I get something more like this.
Right, your version of Adele's Skyfall
is better than the
Kris Jenner track.
I was listening to that again the other day, that version of Skyfall. I don't know, you know when you go on a random YouTube search?
Yeah.
And you just end up on video after video. Yeah,
I ended of
up
yourself.
No, it wasn't like that. I just thought it was a good tune.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Get ready to shake it.
Amor de compra y venta.
Shake it.
Amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Let's make it a good one. Come on.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Unbelievable. I know it's in the Union, this pact. Absolutely amazing. What a time to be alive.
A horse for one, Vin.
Hate it if some man ate my toast.
Same.
When a girl wants to eat toast, she wants to eat toast. She doesn't want some beep eating her toast. I'd hate that. Would be a deal breaker for me. Get off my toast. Get off my croissant. Don't touch my biscuits. Keep away from my crunchy.
Weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Some classics in there, including the reaction to our fake David Guetta on the student tour. Kamalia, do you remember her?
Yeah.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Ken Brown sucking his balls in hot water and a horse for one beer. Let's go. I'm Vanessa Feltz. Lucy off of Bolton, 7 stone, walking her dogs and bum-blowing her Wellingtons off. Let's not start texting in our weight again, it's weird.
Or BMIs.
Bum-blowing my socks off on my 22nd birthday. Loved the gap today. Old school, says Gary on the Isle of Wight. There was some stuff in there from quite a while ago. Bum-blowing on a very windy beach in Torquay. That is Ed. I need this bum-blow today, says Smithy from Nottingham. Go on, have a little dance on your own or with people. It doesn't matter. Come on, where are you? 81119.
I'm very famous in
Ukraine. This for a mighty Bumbaloo Wednesday. Bumbaloo Wednesday with my Bombay bad boy pot noodle, Martin and Burton. That's huge. What a lunchtime Bumbaloo.
What's a Bombay bad boy pot noodle?
You not had one?
No!
Have you ever had a pot noodle?
Yes.
Anyway.
Can we have the Who Goat, someone says in the gap? It's too late, but... Chris in Gloucester's trying to get the rest of the office bum-blowing. It's not really working. Johnny and Hannah, me and my fiancée having a bum-blow in the birthing centre as our little boy is on its way.
Clappy bit. Oh, clappy bit. Wow, clappy bit to
that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Dan in Bristol. Johnny the Stonemason.
Standard.
Always. Russ Barnes and Newport Pagnell, one of the best services, but not the best. That's still Fleet. Joe in Clacton, only you've spelt it Clack 2. That's an N on the end there.
Richard bumbling on his beet harvester. Now, he texts in every week, and I don't know what a beet harvester is.
Just go with it.
It's not one, though.
Josh is on a rooftop. Dan in Felixstowe is bumbling, and yeah. And Darren in Bedworth. Here we go.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A beet harvester harvests sugar beet. You got it now?
Yeah, I got that.
Jacob in Norfolk with his own beets today. Hello.
Sick beets.
Sick beets. Beets by Dre. Other ones are available, obviously. Well, they're not, are they? Fleet is the best services. Don't be ridiculous. I think you'll find that title belongs to Cobham Services on the M25. Well, get out of here. Who's ever said Cobham was the best service station in the world?
Do you know where I like to go to?
Well, where?
Magor Services.
Oh, where's that? Like,
Magor Services is a very underrated one. It's a little one, right?
Okay, I'm
right.
There's
not loads and loads going on, but it's a cracking atmosphere. I'll tell you why, because there's a noodle place in there, which I always aim for and get excited for, but it never seems to be open.
Right.
They just tease noodles.
Open the noodle place. What's the point of having it there if you just always shut? Is that South Wales area?
That's on the M4, just after the toll.
After the toll, right, okay. I do write these down in my phone.
You would love Magor.
Right.
I go there fairly often.
Why such a good atmosphere?
I don't know. I think it's just because generally people have just paid the money on the toll.
Right.
And they're feeling...
bit flash.
Yeah, they just feel like, do you know what I mean?
We've spent that much.
We've spent £6.50.
So we might as well go for the whole thing.
We might as well go and have a burger.
Yeah. You know, saw that programme a while ago on TV where it said in the 60s and 70s, before like posh restaurants were on, people used to go to service stations to have like a fancy meal.
Right. So I stopped off at a service.
Real.
Can't which one. And I said, I think I stopped off at Watford Gap, which was the original like fine dining experience. Said this to my mate and he absolutely ripped out of me for suggesting that people would go on dates to services.
Right. Ask, I don't know whether it's your mum, maybe your gran.
I think they were on horseback, maybe.
No, they weren't on horseback. No, you could definitely drive there. But I've heard that it was like all silver service dining. And if you wanted to go like somewhere posh to eat out, you'd get yourself down the local motorway. You'd have to drive
horse
on the motorway.
Horse cart on the motorway.
Yeah, you'd get there by, you know, up the M3 on your horse. But eventually you got there and it'd be like lush food. Really nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Magor Services, that's what you say.
Yeah, I pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry for that.
But Magor is getting a lot of love, actually.
Yeah, check this. Magor Services. Yes, perfect. Just to get over the excitement of the bridge.
Exactly.
Plus you're in a different country. Lou and Falmouth there.
So many people disagreeing, though, saying that Westmorland to Bay services on the M6 is pretty good. To be fair, Beaconsfield is good, says Dan from Leighton Buzzard. I know that one. And actually, there's one on... Is it Farmhouse Services just south of Gloucester? It's got, like, a farmhouse and everything. I mean, that is immense.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
Hi, it's Steph. I've got a little bit of a show and tell for you. I spotted something online last night that I'm very pleased about.
Yes,
something I'm going to be pleased about.
Yeah, very pleased.
Hang on, let me just get your horn. Show and tell. This is where one of our listeners brings something to the table that maybe we didn't know about before. What have you got to show today, Steph? And what would you like to tell us about it?
Well, basically, I was looking through some news apps last night and a post about new words being added to the dictionary popped up. So I had a little look and saw that Yaz has been made official in the dictionary, and I thought that would really make your day, as obviously you made it popular and not any Gaga fans, as they might claim. So, yeah, I thought that it would really make your Wednesday.
This is massive news.
What, so Yas is going to be in the dictionary?
Yeah.
Well, I've got one thing to say to that.
Yas!
Now I can't claim Yas as my own. I'm a victim of saying it a lot.
I think you can. It's been big enough in the UK that I think it's caught on because of your show.
Yeah, but I didn't really invent it.
You did, though. You did, though.
I love taking credit for things where I'm actually not done anything. But on this case, I don't think I can claim it.
And I can explain why. So a while ago, do you remember I showed you in a show and tell this Lady Gaga video with these guys that were following around Lady Gaga going, yes!
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga! Yes,
Gaga!
It's still one of my faves.
But the reason why I wanted to show you it was because that's what you always do. That is something that...
I heard this as well. And I think, definitely Scott had it first.
So, yeah, they are famously the guys that follow around Lady Gaga. But you have been doing this in all sorts of situations for years now.
For years?
Years.
I haven't been doing it on the radio that long. But in situations with you, yes.
Oh, you did a great one at the Teen Awards.
Oh, no.
Actually.
I don't even realise I'm doing it.
I can't remember who it was about. Someone walked past and you just went, yes.
Dude.
Oh, who was it?
Justin Bieber.
I don't think it was. I didn't see him. I saw him on stage. I didn't see him backstage.
Jonas.
Could have been Jonas.
Could have been Jonas. Yeah, it probably was Jonas.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just thought of another one as well.
Oh, here we go.
Do you remember when we were on tour and we had that massive tour bus?
On the student tour?
Yeah. Well, one night, we were travelling somewhere and you fell asleep on the top floor of the bus.
I did, with everyone around me.
But on the floor of the bus.
Yeah, I couldn't be woken either.
It was really strange because everyone offered you a chair, but you wouldn't have it. So you fell asleep on the floor, face down the floor.
Yeah.
And eventually someone had to try wake you up. But no one could do it. And all of a sudden you just lifted your head and just went, yes. This was despite everyone like going, wake up, Scott, wake up.
Oh, dear.
See what I mean? It's more ingrained in you than it is the people that follow around Lady Gaga. So actually, I do think you should take credit for this now being in the dictionary.
Well, thank you. So do you know when it's going to be added to the dictionary? Is it next year?
I think it's started, or it's already there.
Yes!
I'm pretty sure.
Do they lie, the dictionary people, though? Because these articles come out every 2 months or so, saying a load more words have been added to the dictionary, and then whenever I look in a dictionary, it's never there.
Yeah, because the first thing I'm going to do when I get a dictionary is to go to Y.
Yeah.
And A.
You, I reckon S. Because it's end of the year, January, the new editions will have there.
Also, if I've got this right, and I don't read the dictionary too often.
Do you not? I do.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
It should be the first word in the letter Y,
yeah.
Right? Because it's yes.
Yeah.
So it should easily be found.
I'm going to keep looking out for that.
I would, definitely. And make sure you tell everyone it's your word.
I'm just looking online at the moment. It's been added to dictionary.com. And
what does it say?
It says, yes is an interjection. Used as a strong expression of excitement, approval, agreement. That's exactly it. We've always struggled to explain what it actually means.
That's it. I'm going to write that down.
Now we just need someone to put her in the dictionary and write a suitable description.
That was literally my thought this morning. I was like, but it's already kind of a word, but you're using it a different way.
Yeah, but it needs more O's on it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it should have who in the dictionary, then it should have ho. Loads of O's.
What else has been added?
Oh, well, according to this article. And I must point out, this is dictionary.com as well, so I don't know if this is, like, all the dictionaries. Fleek has been added. That's an adjective there. Do you want to use that in a sentence, Scott?
Your hair is on fleek.
Thank you.
It's not there. That was last week more than it is now.
Okay,
kind of lost its way a bit.
I can't be bothered to argue on this one, but...
Facepalm, that got added.
Yes, facepalm is in.
That's in as well, is it?
A verb / interjection, the gesture of placing the palm of one's hand across the face as to express embarrassment, frustration, disbelief.
Well, this is fantastic news. Thanks so much for your show and tell.
No problem at all.
Good to speak to you, Steph.
Yeah, good to speak to you too.
Yes.
Yes.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yes. Shout out to the people in central Scotland who say they invented yas first. They've been doing it for years, the Scottish.
Surely not. Not before you.
They're saying the yes. They're saying yas. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow is a huge day at Radio 1 because for the first time, One Direction are doing a live lounge. It's not happened in the history of that band, and it's happening tomorrow at 5 p.m. All the band are tweeting about it. Niall says there are a few surprises. Everyone says that.
Hopefully good surprises, though.
I think, yeah. 5 o'clock tomorrow, make sure you're here. One Direction in the live lounge. Huge. M&EK, Never Forget You. Before that was Sam Smith off of Bond and Writing on the Wall. Actually, I was listening to Radio 1 last night, about 9:30, and I stumbled across this really good documentary that was on with Grimmy hosting it. And it was the story of the Bond themes.
Mm.
So if you love Bond and you kind of, you're into that, and it was just Grimmy going through the history of all the Bond songs and Sam Smith talking about what a massive honour it was to be asked, and a lot of pressure actually as well, because he's up against some of the world's biggest artists, and how they choose the people to sing the Bond song, because everyone thought it was going to be Ellie Goulding. And there's interviews with Sam on there and Adele and all the people that have done some of the...
And Disclosure as well, wasn't
Disclosure.
It? Yeah, I saw it. It's really good.
Also, some of them are really good, the Bond songs. If you go back a bit further, some of them are not as good. But it's really interesting. It's called The Story of the Bond Song. It's on BBC iPlayer radio app now. If you've not got the radio app, you can get all BBC Radio on it. Get it on your apps, please. The Scott Mills Daily. Lisa mentioned one of my mates who's got a first date tonight, but is aiming to be back in time for The Apprentice. I like it when TV takes priority over your actual love life. So he's going out for food with her, but aiming to be back in time for his favourite show.
Probably go for noodles then.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe back to his for Apprentice and chill. Not during The Apprentice. That's weird. Fall Out Boy, Uma Thurman, Radio 1. K Can you believe it's Wednesday already, which means Alice Levine on Real or No Real?
Oh, where does the time go?
What have you been doing the last week, babe?
Seriously. We've moved house and I'm basically giving away everything that has any sentimental value. Come over whenever you like.
Oh, it sounds nice. Are you still in my area?
No, I'm not. I'm a bit further away, but I'm kind of still, you know, close enough to have lunch.
Right, well, we're never going to meet now, are we?
Don't be like that. This is Chris infecting your mind.
Right. He just thinks that we're never going to meet up, and now you've moved away from my area, it's never going
to
happen.
You keep promising to meet each other, it'll never happen.
We will one day. Christmas.
Well, you'll definitely not meet me at Christmas, because I know what you're like at Christmas. You sneak off from all the parties.
Now, here's the thing. We have had a little drink before at Christmas.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
So we're going to do it again.
I put you in a taxi home, if I recall.
Oof. Mark my words, it's going to happen. So here's today's Real or No Real with Alice Levine.
Coldplay frontman Chris Martin had such a good time hanging out with Grimmie on Breakfast that he sent in some scented candles to say thank you.
Oh, that's romantic.
That's very kind, if true, isn't it? It's a bit like when Tom Kerridge was in last week. He provided us with some, what were they called, Scott? They weren't brownies, were they? Were they called whiteies?
Not whiteies. What were they called?
They were like brownies, but with
blondies.
Chocolate. Blondies, that was it.
Is it like Miguel Pujol? Is it kind of like a Mjork and Lardy cake or...?
No, it's like a brownie, but with white chocolate. Thought you'd know that, being a foodie.
Oh, soz. Wait a sec. Is the etiquette to get a present when you're on someone's show every Wednesday? Should I bring something?
Well, we have been thinking that, to be honest. But,
right, okay.
Nothing
what,
as yet.
For about 3 years?
Yeah, just a bottle of Prosecco or something would be nice.
Okay. Well, let's do that from next week. Maybe bring in some food next week.
Right. You just want me to bring you lunch because you're hungry now.
Just to say thanks for being on the show every week.
Okay, so that's a rule then we're starting, is it? Tradition.
Or, I mean, I love a scented candle myself if you want to go down that road.
I'm going to be stony broke if I buy you a scented candle every week.
That's true. Probably not as rich as Chris Martin.
They're so expensive, smelly candles.
Those are the kind of gifts that celebrities give other celebrities, though.
Yeah.
Candles.
Yeah, have a candle. So did Chris Martin enjoy it so much on the Radio and Breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw that he sent in some scented candles to say thanks very much? He's a nice guy. I think this would probably be real.
I think maybe he's a polite guy and possibly has like an assistant that does this kind of thing.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't have done it himself.
Yeah, so I'm going to say real.
I hope these are joke candles, if true. The kind that you light them, they smell like beef. I was looking at getting some of them for people for Christmas.
You dare. I do not want that.
Just put a different label on them.
Don't, because you'll be messing up my expensive scents in my house.
Yeah, but your house smells of patchouli.
Yes, it does, actually. So don't be like messing it up with a beef smell. I take pride in my candles, real or no real.
I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes, we know this because we spotted them on the breakfast team's desk. I'll be having one of those later. And next.
On the plane to Australia, the I'm a Celebrity lineup are all given a handbook to explain who the other contestants are.
Ah, now, you've done the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now, the spin-off show, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And when you're on that, you do get a little catch-up kind of pamphlet thing that tells you everything.
It's quite bad in a way because they do give you like an A4 sheet of paper with all of the pictures of the celebrities on. And the ones that have already been knocked out, they just put a giant cross in their face.
You know that TV show I do, Virtually Famous?
Yes.
When I'm on that, I know that guests have been heavily briefed as to who I am.
Right.
Because they always say the same things, which has clearly been put on a sheet of paper.
What do they say?
They're like, and you're going to be on Chris's team. And they obviously are like, hello? And then they're heavily briefed as to who I actually am.
What do you mean heavily briefed?
Well, they'll always ask how Scott is. They will always ask. They seem to know a lot about you.
That's a really shallow briefing if they just ask you about Scott. Well, they know everything about me. They know I know Scott Mills.
It must be on the piece of paper, though, if they all say the same thing.
What, say, so. How's Scott? Do they have, like, questions to ask Chris?
Yes, if it all goes quiet, just ask, how's Scott?
How's Scott? How's Watford FC?
Yeah, it's always the same.
How's... I don't know anything else about you.
You know nothing else about me other than I know Scott and I support Watford Football
Honestly,
Club.
I've only got that bit of paper from Virtually Famous, so I don't really know anything
I've
else.
Known you that long that all you can tell me about me, genuinely, as a friend of yours, I am a friend of yours.
Yeah.
That I know Scott and I support Watford Football Club.
You like pasta?
Oh, my word.
Is that it?
That's terrible. That's what my life is boiled down to.
You probably know more about me, Levine.
Oh, yeah. I know loads about you.
Yeah.
Can you not name two other facts about me?
You've got size 10 feet.
I do.
How do you know that? You made that up.
And you love to laugh.
Right, well, that's rubbish.
That That disappoints me a little bit.
Well, what? What do you know about me?
You love food.
Rude.
You're ginger.
You can't just say things you can see. You can't say you're wearing a black polo neck.
You're saying what you see.
You're well brought up.
Ken and Eileen, are we happy with that?
And one more thing with you. You've got a friend called Laura.
This is all true. Yeah. I can't fault this.
But
can you ghostwrite my autobiography?
On the on the plane to Australia, are they given a handbook to explain who the other contestants are for I'm a Celebrity? Real or no real? Alice Levine.
I'm going to say definitely real.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Well, they should.
Yeah, they definitely should.
You've interviewed Mila Kunis.
Yep.
And finally,
what do you mean, singer Justin Bieber begins every day with a game of Sudoku.
Sudoku. I hate saying that word. Sudoku. Yeah.
What is it? Is it Sudoku or Sudoku?
Yeah, I don't know.
None of the above.
How does the game work?
It's you put numbers in a box and then they have to all add up to the same
such
something.
Such a rubbish game.
Like, Justin Bieber wouldn't bother himself with this.
He's such a nerd. Do a crossword.
Yeah.
Also, starting the day with a game like that is just, there's plenty of other ways to start the day, isn't there?
But maybe he feels like he needs to activate his brain.
Limber the mind.
So he's in bed. The first thing he reaches out isn't his phone, tissues, anything. It's a Sudoku. You know, to blow your nose.
A Sudoku?
Sudocrem, what?
Whatever it's called. It's reaching out to play that game.
It's not Sudoku, babes.
All right, what is it then?
Sudoku.
Oh,
whatever.
I'd like to play a game of Sudoku,
you
please.
You say Sudoku, he says Sudoku. So real or no real, Justin Bieber likes to start his day with a bit of Sudoku.
What are you going for, Alice?
I think you're right. I just think the first thing you do is like check Instagram or like do something on his phone. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
The singer posted a screenshot of a game he was playing on his Instagram the other day and said that he plays at least one game every single morning.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, when he wakes up, it's the first thing he does.
You'll exercise the mind.
Wouldn't have him down as that, would you?
No.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20, Alice got 10.
Back on the radio at weekends then.
Yeah, I got Michael Fassbender on this weekend and going to talk a bit more about that whole controversy that I caused with Nick Jonas and Jade from Little Mix.
I know. That is
what
all your
done?
Fault. I know.
It was trending and everything.
Mm. Saturday from 1 on Radio 1. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. If you're not aware of the Alice Levine controversy that she started at the Teen Awards, Chris has got a summary for you.
Right, well, here we go. I think I understand it. So Nick Jonas tweeted, "That awkward moment you get called out live on the air by Alice Levine for liking certain people's pics on Instagram. Ha."
Who is he talking about?
And, well, that's the thing. Alice Levine then tweeted at Nick Jonas, now, not awkward, just uncomfortable. It would be awkward if I did this. And then she wrote, ... at Little Mix, #Jade.
Oh, Alice.
So just made it really obvious what was going on. And those two tweets have got all of the retweets.
Right, okay. So now, I mean, she did call him out on liking the pictures of Jade.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah, and then Little Mix retweeted something. But look, I'm sure she's going to explain it all, but it all seems to be going off.
Yeah, but she's got more on that on the weekend for you. Okay, so tomorrow on the show, incredible news. As well as Chris saying Sudoku again. Sudoku. Say it again?
It's a Sudoku.
It's not. We've got Dynamo playing Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
Amazing. I didn't realise, but he has done it before. Those are your Wednesday best bits. Tomorrow, Dynamo is playing Innuendo Bingo. Make sure you tune in, listen and watch at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.